When you grew up in a place as small as Lonesome Point, Texas, a bend in the road, sustained by tourism to a ghost town, barely clinging to its dusty spot on the map, you learned to make your own fun. Mia Sherman had lived in Lonesome Point almost her entire life and knew how to take a sleepy Saturday night and turn it into the stuff legends were made of. As the only 20-something in town who could trace her lineage back to the Wild West days when the town was settled, Mia felt practically obligated to cause trouble. Someone had to liven up Lonesome Point. And in addition to being related to half the town, her uncle was the chief of police, and her grandmother had been mayor for as long as anyone could remember. Mia was an old hat at wiggling her way out of trouble when she was unlucky enough to get caught filling the fountain in the square with bubble bath, or borrowing Becky Lynn Barrett's new car for the night, so Becky's little sister could replace it with the toy Mustang and film Becky's reaction the next morning. Getting caught wasn't a deal-breaker, but it was much preferable to escape unseen from the scene of the crime, and one couldn't underestimate the importance of a solid pranking plan.
"I'll take the south side of Main Street and the square," Mia whispered, sinking down behind the shrubs at the edge of the Blue Saloon Hotel parking lot. Her two best drinking buddies, Bubba and Ugly Ross, so nicknamed not because he was ugly, but because he had the misfortune to be uglier than the only other Ross in town, squatted beside her.
"You boys take the north, up around the bend, headed toward Old Town."
"All right," Bubba said in his well-deep voice, the one that made all the girls swoon when the burly brown-eyed hottie sang "Would You Go With Me" at karaoke night at the Ticklish Iguana.
"We'll take the bin with the bras in it."
"No way."
Mia wagged a finger in front of his shadowed face.
"I'm taking the bras. They'll look better up the flagpole."
"Oh, come on."
Ugly Ross gouged her in the side with his bony elbow.
"At least give us a couple."
"Uh-uh. My sale bins, my rules."
Ross frowned.
"What if I gave you $5?
Mia shook her head, sending her red curls flying and making the world spin, just a little. Maybe that third shot of whiskey as the hotel bar was closing hadn't been such a great idea after all. But hell, it was Saturday night. When she'd first moved back to town after grad school, Mia had kept Lavender and Lace open on Sundays. But after a few weeks, it had become clear that no one wanted to shop for panties on the Lord's Day. She also sold homemade lotions, soaps, and an assortment of quirky ghost town souvenirs for the out-of-towners who wandered into her shop. But panties were her stock in trade, and apparently not Sunday-friendly, which meant she got to sleep in tomorrow, and she intended to make the most of her small-town Saturday night.
"We'll work with the panties,"
Bubba said, nudging her shoulder with his much larger one.
"But you take some too, Mia. Put them on the garden gnomes in front of the tea shop."
"Brilliant,"
Mia said, admiring Bubba's pranking genius.
"But I can't. Lula would catch me."
"It's the middle of the night,"
Bubba said. "She's got to be sleeping." Mia peeked over the top of the shrubs, not surprised to see a light on in Lula's second floor window.
"I doubt it," she mumbled.
Both Mia and Miss Tallulah Watson, Mia's third cousin on her mama's side, lived in the apartments above their shops. But whereas Mia took advantage of her prime location to sleep until the last possible moment before rolling out of her bed to open Lavender and Lace, Tallulah used her proximity to Tea for Two as an excuse to work 24/7. If she wasn't actively serving customers, she was cooking cakes and scones, knitting lace doilies to sell in her retail store, or painting faces on the ceramic dolls she entered in craft fairs. Her cousin didn't condone wasting time or cutting up, or having any discernible sense of humor so far as Mia could tell, and Lula would not find waking up to discover lace panties on the heads of her 37 garden gnomes amusing, which made the temptation nearly irresistible.